Welcome! Today we're heading to Bologna and out into Emilia-Romagna, a part of Italy where the pleasures are wonderfully close to the ground. Brick streets, long shaded porticos, busy tables, and towns that reward a slower look. Think of Bologna as both a destination and a generous base. We'll wander its historic center, follow food without turning meals into a checklist, and leave room for one well-chosen day trip beyond the city. Bologna has an immediate physical rhythm. You move beneath porticos that shelter walkers from sun and rain, past warm red and ochre facades, bicycles, small shops, and doorways that suggest another courtyard just beyond. The porticos are more than a handsome backdrop. They make walking feel practical and intimate. Take your time under them. This is a city best understood at street level, with pauses for a coffee, a church facade, or a glimpse into a quieter lane. For orientation, begin around Piazza Maggiore. Its broad open space gives you a sense of the civic heart of Bologna, while the surrounding buildings make the city's history feel present rather than sealed behind glass. From there, drift toward the Two Towers area. The towers are a useful landmark, but the real pleasure is the movement around them. Students, residents, visitors, and the small changes in scale as grand streets narrow into everyday ones. There is liveliness here, certainly, but it is not a place to rush through with a map held at arm's length. Look up, then look around. A few unplanned turns often reveal the Bologna you remember most clearly. Food is one of Bologna's clearest introductions to the wider region. Still, I'd resist the urge to collect dishes like souvenirs. The better approach is to notice how seriously ordinary eating is taken. Good ingredients, clear traditions, and meals given proper time. Tagliatelle al ragù is the classic starting point. Ribbons of pasta with the region's slow-cooked meat sauce. It is a useful reminder that local dishes have their own logic, and that familiar names elsewhere do not always mean the same thing here. Then there are tortellini, often enjoyed in broth, mortadella served simply, and Parmigiano Reggiano from the region. Visit a market, especially around the historic center, and let curiosity guide you. Ask what is seasonal or local, rather than demanding a perfect food itinerary. A small neighborhood trattoria can be as memorable as a celebrated address. Choose places that feel busy in a natural way, be patient at peak meal times, and remember that lingering respectfully is part of the experience, not a failure to optimize the day. If you have 3 days, make the first one deliberately simple. Arrive, walk through the center, get your bearings at Piazza Maggiore and the Two Towers area, then settle into an unhurried dinner. You do not need to conquer Bologna before bedtime. On day 2, give the city more attention. Browse food markets, choose a museum or historic building that interests you, and take a longer portico walk. The route toward San Luca is a fine option when you want a sense of Bologna opening outward. For day 3, pick one nearby town according to your appetite for the day. Modena suits those drawn to its compact center and food traditions. Parma appeals for art and its celebrated culinary heritage. Ravenna is the choice for extraordinary early Christian mosaics. Could you try to fit in all 3? You could, but I would not. Emilia-Romagna becomes more rewarding when each place has enough time for a walk, a meal, and a little aimlessness. One thoughtful excursion beats 3 rushed checkmarks. Spring and early autumn are particularly good types of season for this journey, when walking can feel more comfortable and outdoor life is appealing. Conditions vary, of course, so bring layers. Check the forecast close to departure, and expect popular areas to be busy at times. Bologna is a useful rail hub for exploring the region, while its central districts are made for walking. Check rail connections before a day trip, allow margin for transfers, and avoid treating the station-to-station journey as the whole plan. A final practical thought. Under porticos and on narrow residential streets, keep moving without blocking the way. Lower your voice late in the day, and dress and behave considerately in religious and historic spaces. Spend locally when you can. It helps keep the city lived in. The real gift of Bologna is permission to slow down. Use it as a base, but leave space for the everyday details that no itinerary can schedule. Thank you for listening, and wherever you wander next, travel with curiosity and care. Goodbye!